You've noted that 83% of the population regard our economic system as inherently unfair.
Yeah.
Is the gap between rich and poor increasing now, and why?
Oh, it's definitely increasing. I mean, there's no question about that. Inequality has been increasing. It declined a bit from around 19th, you know, from the Second World War up until the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, it has been increasing. It's now back to back to the level of before the Great Depression. There has been it hasn't been a period of much growth in the since around the last 20 years, but there's been some, and it's very highly concentrated in the wealthier sectors. Profits, incidentally, are going through the roof. I mean, the business press can't even find adjectives anymore to express how, you know, marvelous things are. They've run out of stupendous and dazzling and are looking for some different. But for the general population, things are at best stagnant, and for most people, actually declining.
Wow.
And that has led to the around 1980, the United States was among the industrial countries. It had one of the higher levels of inequality, but it wasn't off the spectrum. Now it's way beyond any other country, wow, any other industrial country. In fact, you have to, you know, a city like New York is about at the level of Guatemala, which is the worst in the world in inequality.
Right.
So sure, that's increasing. There's no question about it. People are well aware of it. They're aware that they're working longer and with much less security and for lower wages and with rather dim prospects. That's an unmistakable feature of American life. Nobody doubts it.
Right.
And the people's attitudes as to what should be done are interesting. I mean, for example, Business Week just ran a poll which frightened them very much. They found that 95% of the population, which is just an incredible figure for a poll, you don't get that on anything.
Yeah.
95% of the population thought that corporations had a responsibility to reduce profits because of the needs of their own workforce and their communities. That's kind of interesting. That's a striking figure, but it's interesting to compare that with the general understanding of working people in, say, you know, the textile industries in Massachusetts 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were not asking for the autocrats to be more benevolent the way people are asking now. They were saying they just had no right to be there at all. Not please, you know, treat your subjects more kindly, but you don't have any right to rule.
Right.
That's a big decline in sensibility, but it's still dramatic that almost the entire population,
mm-hmm,
condemns the practice of business and enriching itself.